Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, lady!
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Let's do it, the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. If we look a little worn down, of course, it's Super Bowl Monday.
Yeah.
I don't know. We got up and did a show. We did okay.
We did.
What's so funny, Nate? Why are you giving us your emphysema laugh?
No, you said worn down. I'm like, don't make fun of David that way.
Make fun.
Oh, David.
Our friend David Katz is joining us.
I didn't know there was a football game on last night.
You didn't watch any of it?
No.
Not one bit.
No, and if it wasn't for my next door neighbor yesterday morning telling me that San Francisco was in the game, I would not have been able to tell you who was playing the Chiefs.
Wow, even I knew that.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
See, but you know what? You're not alone. A lot of, you know what? We assume everyone watches. Not everyone watches.
Not everybody.
And David Katz, a great example. So what did you do last night, David?
I watched The Sopranos.
Yeah, David.
I started rewatching that, and I watched 3 episodes. I did not miss the Super Bowl at all. What I did hear from folks is that the commercials weren't very good. Did you guys feel that way?
I kind of like them.
Or not to the level of previous Super Bowl.
Right, better than last year, I thought.
The point is that the game was actually better than the commercials.
Yeah, the game was actually good. And the halftime with Usher was great. We all love that. Yeah.
I noticed something like with the trailers of all the movies that came out, like we got even less of the trailer, and then they shot everybody to go watch the full thing online.
Yeah.
Normally it was the full thing. It was like, oh, Wolverine.
Are you going to say something, Gandhi?
Oh, no. I didn't think the commercials were really spectacular at all. There were a few that were very funny. The Uber Eats commercials were great. Mm-hmm. CeraVe.
The Dunkin was cute.
Dunkin. Yeah. Beyonce releasing new music. But overall, I was kind of like, these are very boring.
I love the mayo commercial.
Didn't see it.
The Mayo commercial.
The Hellman's commercial was great.
We got to find it for you, Daniel.
No, I really don't. That's good. I don't need to find it.
You want me to reenact it?
No, I don't want you to reenact it.
I will tell you, something I enjoyed was Scotty B. with his daughter getting ready for the game.
Oh, yeah.
During the game. You sent a story on Instagram about how you are hashtag dad, hashtag Super Bowl.
That's right. Well, why does everybody want to make fun of me? You know, I had a great time with my daughter. She did the whole, you know, she made the cake and she wore the Taylor thing. And you know what? I'm in for Taylor. Who cares? Cooper and I had a good time at the game. Why you guys got to be jerks?
That's not what anyone cares about.
What? My stupid little description?
Yeah, your captions are the worst captions ever.
Your caption was hilarious.
Yeah.
Can you Can you read it out loud? And then we'll go further with that.
Yeah, wait, you want me to read it or should Scotty read it?
No, you read it.
Okay,
what does it say?
This is the caption. Sorry. Well,
the picture is a picture of Scotty and his daughter.
Yes, with a Kansas City cake. And right. He's got on a shirt that says Karma. She's got on an 87 jersey for the Chiefs. So it says, sorry, you can't take away my hashtag man card. I have a hashtag dad card, and that trumps all. So Andrew loses it when he sees these captions because he's just always giving Scotty shit about his captions.
Hold on. Read it again.
I hate it again. All.
Sorry, you can't take away my hashtag man card. I have a hashtag dad card, and that trumps all. He posted that voluntarily. He wasn't drunk. He posted it himself.
Yeah. Okay, then what happened?
Then we get this from Andrew. Oh,
wait. You can't take away my man card. I have a dad card, and that trumps all. Hashtag here for Taylor. And Cooper.
It's like I should be wearing a sweater around my neck. Like, he's such an asshole.
He's so funny.
Well, look, you know, we did talk about this last week. A lot of fathers were so excited because Taylor Swift brought their daughters to watch the game last night and to watch the game with dad.
Yeah.
And so you experienced the same thing. I'm the same way. I think people who are really toasted over the Taylor Swift thing, get a life. Yeah. Leave them alone. Seriously.
No, we were just toasting over the caption.
I mean,
terrible caption.
Scotty does have this thing with captions, which it's almost like it's like public relations 101. Somebody's practicing writing a press release whenever you do a caption. Like when he does with celebrities. Like if it's with him and Ice Spice, it'd be like, this was a cool meetup. Me and Ice Spice.
he's very clever. Clever.
Why does everyone make fun of me then?
Oh, God.
Because it's cheesy. Because
it's very clever.
Okay.
Would we call it clever? I wish Andrew was in here right now because he scrolls through his Facebook and just roasts him.
Well, I don't do it anymore. You guys have all discouraged me.
Stop being such a baby.
What?
Oh, my God.
Like you said, your dad card trumps it all.
By the way, I don't like social media shaming, by the way. I'm with you, Scotty. No, let me say this.
At least I didn't post my Usher picture like you did.
That's exactly it. Well, no, that's exactly it. That's why I don't shame others on social media because there are people in this industry that shame. There's people in this industry that shame others for posting pictures because I met Usher twice. So of course I'm going to post him.
Scary. Let me be honest with you, Scary. Scary. When you posted a photo of you and Usher, I thought he had passed away. Because you are famous for posting photos of you and the newly deceased.
Right, no, but like I don't agree with the social media shaming. Stop it, everybody. Andrew, you're so wrong.
No. Let's get back to it with Andrew. Andrew, why are you?
No, they're fighting.
Hi. Why are you guys fighting?
Yes. I don't have my phone, and I need to make fun of Scotty's captions.
Did he take it from you?
So you stole his phone?
Yeah, so I pretended to be one of his kids.
Okay, what other captions are you loving on the current Instagram posts from
Scotty?
What's
your code? Put it in.
My code?
Don't be a dick. Just put your code in.
Bosco.
His last Instagram story yesterday, truly.
Yeah, they already made fun of that, thanks.
Oh, well, I have to read it as you.
You did it already.
We played it back
I played
already.
Your voice note, don't worry.
Read it again for old time's sake. Go.
Sorry, you can't take away my man card. I have a dad card, and that trumps all. Hashtag here for Taylor and Cooper.
Did he spell out ha 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 at the end?
He didn't. I'm just imagining him saying it that way.
Okay. All right, well, find another one that you love.
Oh, what about this one? Fun night with my girls celebrating our friend Gabby.
What's wrong with that?
It's just the way he says it. You've been posting so much lately. Like
didn't you say? Didn't you have a Black Eyed Peas reference in that one?
I fill up my cup. Yeah.
Oh my God. What about this one? All these years, never thought to take a picture with my buddy Danny. Been getting haircuts from here since I was a little boy.
Andrew's voice notes on Scotty's captions are probably the highlight of our group chat. It's
I know.
So funny.
But he has a different voice for Scotty when Scotty tries to impress me.
Oh, he does.
I think this is the birth of a new podcast.
Andrew's impressions are amazing. Andrew has the best impressions ever. I get a little suspect, though, when you ask him to do one, and he's like, I don't have one for that. I don't buy it. I feel like he doesn't want to be mean.
Well, it has to be, I just have to, like, know you enough to know, like, your little inflections or, like, what works. Like, Scotty, like, I just read that as his announcer in that voice. But otherwise, Scotty sounds like this for the most part to me.
And sometimes, Evan.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, I was going to get to that. So, like, I'll walk in and, you know, do something in the studio, and Scotty whips out a banana, starts eating it. And so what would Scotty say at that point with his banana and me in the room?
Elvis, do you see this banana I got? I got them extra long, Elvis. Do you think I could fit the whole thing in my mouth, Elvis? Should I try? Here, I'll try, Elvis. Just a little further. Elvis!
What's with the southern drawl?
Wait, who banana, Elvis? Can I get you?
That is an accurate, to the word, verbatim replay of one incident in the studio with Scotty B and a banana.
But he says that's not what he does. He just is casually staring at you in your eyes while he eats a banana whole.
Right. He swallows the entire thing, which, by the way, is very impressive. I'm impressed by it, but Jesus.
No gag reflex, Elvis!
Thank you, Cartman.
It's like Cartman and Mr. Hankey.
So, David Katz, what do you think of our 15-minute morning show podcast so far?
Now I understand why the podcast network is not making any money.
Shameful.
My job.
I'm sorry, too soon?
Damn it, David.
We're in it just to have fun. We're not here for the money. Are you crazy?
There's
you know,
money.
We're 10 minutes in. So
I think we're done.
Is that it?
Have a beautiful day, everyone. What?
Bye.
No, I thought we had to do 15.
Shut up, Danielle.
Okay, bye. No.
We don't have to do anything. We
couldn't
don't
get enough sponsors.
It plus it's the day of the Super Bowl. We're tired.
That
shut up,
true.
Danielle.
They're lucky we showed up. Okay, bye.
Go take a nap. Bye.
The 15-minute morning show.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.